extending empirical constraints on the SZ mass scaling relation to higher redshifts via HST weak lensing measurements of 9 clusters from the SPTSZ survey at $ZGTR SIM $1 by Hannah Zorin et al. We present a Hubble Space Telescope HST weak gravitational lensing study of 9 distant and massive galaxy clusters with redshifts 1.0 is less than or equal to Z is less than or equal to 1.7, median equals 1.4, and Sunyaev-Zeldovich SZ detection significance Xi greater than 6.0 from the South Pole Telescope Sunyaev-Zeldovich SPTSZ survey. We measured weak lensing galaxy shapes in HST, AXE F606W and F814W images and used additional observations from HST, WFC3 in F110W and VLT, FORS2 in UHIGH to preferentially select background galaxies at Z is greater than or equal to 1.8, achieving a high purity. We combined recent redshift estimates from the CANDELS, 3DHST and HUDF fields to infer an improved estimate of the source redshift distribution. We measured weak lensing masses by fitting the tangential reduced shear profiles with spherical Navarro-Frank-White NFW models. We obtained the largest lensing mass in our sample for the cluster SPTCLJ2040-4451, thereby confirming earlier results that suggest a high lensing mass of this cluster compared to X-ray and SZ mass measurements. Combining our weak lensing mass constraints with results obtained by previous studies for lower redshift clusters, we extended the calibration of the scaling relation between the unbiased SZ detection significance zeta and the cluster mass for the SPTSZ survey out to higher redshifts. We found that the mass scale inferred from our highest redshift bin 1.2 this was extending empirical constraints on the SZ mass scaling relation to higher redshifts via HST weak lensing measurements of 9 clusters from the SPTSZ survey at $ZGTR SIM $1 by Hannah Zorin et al.